Request. We all read one time Surah Fatiha. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. These in this order has got great effect for shifa. And then make dua for the shifa of our Shaykh Da'amat Barakatuh. And shifa for the whole ummat. For the ummat, ruhani and jismani. Bodily and physically. For Hazrat, Hazrat's bodily, make dua Allah give you. And then I'll request, read three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ, get the sawab of whole Qur'an Sharif, and pass the sawab to our dear mentor, friend, brother, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Muhammad Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali, and all the marhumin of the ummah and all Muslims, inshallah. Mawlana Mansur al-Haq sahab, Solat Khazana, treasure he came with. And he took out one small kitab in it. And from there he gave us so much khazana. What is in this, Allahu Akbar? So we should always go to the company of ulama-i Rabbaniyin, Ahlullah, especially brothers of Rustenburg and the surrounding areas. Take advantage. And may Allah give us also tawfiq to get more advantage of Maulana. As Maulana explained, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamullah Fuyudam, and all the brothers in Karachi, they are dumbfounded of Hazrat Sash'ar. And here we have got this great treasure, and Sohbat Salihin, and such awliya, we should take great advantage. Ye lootne ki baat hai. And they don't charge money. Maulana put a fee that so much I'm charging? No. Anywhere else, mushara or anything, too much money they charge. But Maulana, alhamdulillah, is not, but let us take advantage. Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi'il khalqi min adami. Thumma assalatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as by the command of our Honorable Sheikh Adam Allah Fuyudhum Arif Billah Rumi Awak Mujaddid Zamana Tabriz Thani, Hadrat Damat Barakatum says that before every bayan make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hadrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. And as far as sunnats are concerned, Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa. Anything you want to do, the easiest way to do it is do sunnat tariqa. Today everyone user friendly, everything. That everything easy. If you want user friendly life, sunnat tariqa. It's the most easiest way of doing any and everything. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way of doing anything. If a person, if you're having your daughter getting married, you want a very beautiful function. You want it that way, do it sunnat tariqa. There is nothing more better than sunnat. It is the most beautiful way. Sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa hai. It is the most perfect way. Everyone almost is a perfectionist. Many people idealistic. They want everything perfect. So if you want anything and everything in your life perfect, do it sunnat way. And then with regard to our subject of today, one great sunnat, more than a sunnat, a farad, is sohbat salihin, to sit in the company of the righteous and the pious. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, if a person is so much engaged in earning his rozi, his dunya, he hasn't got time to go and buy ulama, I believe that rozi is haram for him. Because your deen is first, is farzum ba'd al-faraid. This is your first farz. And deen, remember, you'll get your deen from ulama-i kiram, and particularly, you'll get complete deen from ulama-i rabbaniyin, who have got zahiri ulum, and who have got batini ulum, who have got shari'at, and who have got tariqat. So from those you will get your complete. So, and that is the most, we have come in this world, not for this world's sake. We haven't come yet. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I haven't been sent as a tajir, a businessman. I haven't come yet to collect and make heaps of money. I have come here to read the tasbih of Allah. That means the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, there is no other way but that we go to the ulama-i kiram. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se paida. If there's some Maulvi, you should say, we'll say, well, that's Maulvi's job. If just for himself, all must come to Maulvi, that's right. He said this. These are the words of Judge Akbar Allahabadi, Judge Nazir Akbar Allahabadi. He was a judge in the High Court when the British were ruling India. These are his words. That not from kitabs, na kitabo se, na wazo se, not from lectures and bayans, and not from force, and not from money. But how deen will come? Buzurgo ki nazar. Sitting in the company of ulama, of ahlullah. That is where it will come. Our friends, after much deliberation, they've made a website for the khanqa. In any case, that also information is necessary. The name is khanqa azadwa. .co.za. So that is all right on its place. There are advantages, there are some disadvantages also. On its place it's all right. But if we think that now we're going to stay at home and we're going to listen on the internet and we listen to the bayans, deen won't come from there. Ilme deen will come. But deen won't come from there. I usually say it's possible that the muftis, I'm not a mufti and I'm not giving a fatwa either, but it's possible they give fatwa that you can get married on the internet. You make an offer for marriage, it is accepted, two witnesses, your nikah. Some ulama gave permission on the phone, you can get married. Some say, no, you can't. Whatever it is possible, they give on the internet also. But they can give million fatwas that you can get a child on the internet. you won't get a child on the internet, no matter how many fatwas they give. Uske liye sohbat shart hai. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, the husband is in Bombay, the wife is in Delhi. And they're making dua the whole night for Aulad. Dua they're making to Allah Ta'ala, tahajjud time. Crying and making dua. Lekin, wo even 1 minute, good sohbat and umid results, inshallah, you will get. So it is a shart. One person, he was very free with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. Be takalluf, very free. So many times he came to Hazrat, he says, Hazrat, dua farmaya ke aulad ho jaye. After many times, then Hazrat said, bhai, main kitni dua kar raha hun. How lot I'm making dua, ro ke dua kar raha hun. Abhi tak aulad nahi. Then the other khuddam, the friends, he said, Hazrat, abhi to iski shadi bhi nahi hui. But that was that zamana, now we in a different zamana. So anyway, so the sohbat, how important it is. It is extremely important. From there, what and what we won't get. So this ayat-e kareema that I've recited, there is a bayan, I'm not even a gist, may Allah make me maaf for my mistakes, but it is a bayan which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gave exactly 100 years ago, 1912, in Kandla, the village of where our buzurgs come, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah. The occasion was the nikah of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. And in that majlis was sitting Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri, Hazrat Maulana Shah Khalil Ahmed Sahib Saharanpuri, great awliya buzurgani deen. They decided bayan is Maulana Thanvi. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri, for us, many of us, is just a name. Those who have some idea, Bazlul Majhood, what Hazrat Maulana was. So he said, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali ke hote huye, kisi aur ki taqreer, why Maulana is present, anyone else make bayan, this is zulam on zulam. It is totally, and Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali ki taqreer mein ungli rakhne ki gunjaish nahi. What it isn't, you can't take out one shosha also. Fihi nazrun, little bit this side, that side, out of the question. So, and the bayan started after Juma namaz. And close to Asr, Maulana said, now time is up, Asr, I'm ending my bayan. Like Maulana said also, so we also felt, I said, Maulana, carry on. But we are, Hadhrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali, Ash'ar Majlis should take place from after Isha. They should stop for Tahajjud, carry on till Fajr, make Fajr, Ishraq time, Majlis finish. And Maulana, if anyone just looks at his watch little, why you came here? You not fit for this Majlis. You like a wall. The wall, what? A donkey. You're a wall, you're a donkey. If you don't get enjoyment in these majalis of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then why you even came here? So those majalis were like that. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, I'm ending my bayan now. So they said, Hazrat, no, please, what a subject, what a mazmoon, please carry on. He carried on till Asr, they stopped, they made Asr namaz. Then he carried on till Maghrib, 5 hour bayan. And ulama sitting, great ulama sitting there, 300 people, and most of them all great ulama. So anyway, so, and Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali started the bayan with this, that he said the subject, and there is a great lesson for me and for all of us who make bayan or we write a kitab or anything. He says, I'm not just making bayan. Before that, see, this jalsa we have kept here, Islahi jalsa. So what's your opinion? Why we kept this jalsa? For some entertainment? Or a little bit that the people must come Darul Uloom and say, oh, big madrasa, give donation here. Yeah, you donate. There's a place to give donation. Or that just to a little bit bring a change or something like that. Wallah, the importance of Islah, to highlight that. And if we can take it, many of us, we come, we just, okay, let's go there. This is a jalsa is taking place. 2-3 friends, okay, you also come. Okay, I'm also coming. We just came. But what the object? So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that bayan on sohbat, the importance of sohbat, of company. It is so important. And he gave 2 main reasons for it. One, he said that forget the awam, the ordinary people. Even the khawas, the special people, In some of the special people, the ulama, the pious people, they feel sohbat is beneficial. He says that sohbat is not only beneficial, it's not only important, it is necessary. Without it, deen can't come in a person's life. And because we are not aware of it, that makes it even more important. If, for example, you go in your, there is a snake in your house, and now how important is it to warn the people of the house? Even your child, even the worker, the helper, please don't go in the house, there's a snake there. And if you don't, you have failed your duty very, very greatly. Forget in the house, in the garden, outside there's a snake. So what is very important, so whenever we speak, we should think, or ask the local people, what is necessary, what talk should I give to, what is important here, what is necessary here. The talk should be on that. Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahab, the Ahmad Barakatum, the son-in-law of Hadrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, is with us. He gave ulama bayan after Asar. Over and over he said, tumara waqt bahut qeemti hai. Tumara waqt bahut qeemti hai. Your time is precious, valuable. I can't sit here and waste your time. I can't sit here just to fly. I'm not flying kites here or playing marbles here. Here is an important thing. So this subject, let us think of it. Listen to it. Though I may not be able to explain it properly, but please think of it, how important it is. Then Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, ye hamare aqeedah mein bhi nahi hai ke ye sohbat zaruri hai. Isliye hum sohbat mein jaate nahi. It's not even in our belief, which Quran Sharif says, for Nabi, I'll explain this ayat so as we come inshallah. Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make it compulsory upon yourself to go and sit with your mureedin, with the sahaba ikiram. In another ayat, what Amr Sigha Allah says, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That stay, be with the sadiqeen. So it's a command, ijabi amr hai. It's a compulsory to stay with the righteous and the pious. So because we are unmindful of it, we don't think of it. And the other thing is, the whole of deen is dependent on sohbat. We don't think, we think the deen, kitabs, and nowadays CDs, recently it was cassettes, and now internet, we can get deen from there. You can get the knowledge of deen. And this is a very important thing where we don't make a distinction. Many, many ulama students are sitting here, that the tarqib, in English what you call tarqib? The sentence, or whatever, of ilmuddin is izafi, genitive case, possessive case. The knowledge of deen. For us to understand in English, the wheel of the car. So we all know the wheel is not the car. It is something separate, and the car is separate. Though together they make the car, but if you say something, the wheel of the car, you're not referring to the whole wheel, to the whole car. Of course, the car won't move without its four wheels. Just like that, ilm is not deen. But deen will never be deen without the ilm of deen. It will be khurafat, it will be customs, it will be all other things. So ilm is absolutely essential. There is no doubt about it. But this ilm must be, after that, you must get deen in your life. I can give a whole bayan on sohbat, how important it is. But if I don't go myself and sit in sohbat, that means that part of deen is not in my life. That knowledge is in me. I give a bayan, namaz is faraz, you must read namaz with khushu, khudu, everything. That knowledge I have got, but my namaz is not like that. That means that part of deen is not yet in my life. So to get deen, knowledge we can get from kitabs, from bayans, ustads. But deen you can only get from sohbat. This is why this talk is also so important, that most of us, we ourselves, still we didn't get Hazrat Sohbat. Allah give Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala reward our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, and really how he came and looked for us, hunted us, and how with love and kindness he taught us. Otherwise we also thought that we got deen, we got the knowledge of deen. We studied Darul Ulum Dioban. Oh, now what else we need? We don't need anyone else. What mashayikh and what asatiza and what? So, but Hadrat taught us that deen is something else. And deen you can only get, and I repeat, deen you can only get from sohbat of ulama. Otherwise, deen we can get from kitabs, we'll make our own interpretations, our own things. Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, يُظِلُّ بِهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا ويهدي يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا. The same Quran Sharif. How many people have gone astray? Then Bukhari Sharif, all that. And so just by ilm, sohbat you will get. And what is the sohbat? The sohbat is that we stayed in our Shaykh sohbat, he in his Shaykh, he in his tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is that deen we will get. Others will make some other picture of deen, whether you call it modernism, whether you call it secularism, in the name of Islam. Islam, modern Islam, secular Islam, this model Islam, Turkish model Islam, Egypt model Islam, Saudi model Islam, all different models you will get. But the model of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you will only get from sahabat. Knowledge you can get from kitab, but this you will only get from sahabat. Before I carry on with that, yesterday Juma's bayan, just to recap it lightly, shortly, that was upon Islah, the importance of Islah, which is also not in our minds. We don't think, and fikr of Islah, and continuous fikr. Even the Shaykh cannot become unmindful of his Islah. And we read qissas of how Mashaykh also, what happened to them. And the more you go higher, then a person, when he is more higher, it's more frightening up there. And if you have to fall from there, you fall much more harder also. And to balance high up is not so easy as to balance at the bottom. So even Mashayikh and even everyone, you can get Khilafat, you can have thousands of murids, millions of murids, but you have to have your fikr of your Islah all the time. So that fikr, so Juma, we tried and discussed the importance of that, which is also not in our mind. And that fikr is two main things, to correct the heart and our qabr when we're going to die. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, Ala wa inna fil jasadi la mudghatun. There is a piece of flesh in the body. Idha salahat, salah al jasadu kull. If it's good, the whole body is good. Wa idha fasadat, fasad al jasadu kull. If it's bad. But how many of us think the condition of my heart? The most perhaps we will is physically, we go for angiogram, we go for a ECG, stress ECG, we do a lipogram, find out how is my heart. But spiritually, what is the condition of my heart? That we don't worry about. A person who gets a heart attack, and then he worries now, I mustn't get another heart attack. Our friend Rashid Bhai Munawwar, I tell him, he told me this when he had a heart attack. He said, heart attack is nothing. You can get 100 heart. Mort attack is terrible. So heart attack, many people survive heart attack. But mort attack, you can't survive. Then you're a goner. So when this happens to us, we become conscious of the heart, but the spiritual heart, that how many of us worry? More, how much of us we think about our death? In fact, good people in the family, the elders, anyone speaks about, what you speaking about mort? Who's dying? Nobody's dying now. What you talking about death? Don't talk about death. They don't want you to talk. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, you remember mort 20, 25 times, your mort you can get on your bed, you'll die as a shaheed. So to think of mort is in, and this islah can come when we think about our mort. When you think of more properties, Allahu Akbar. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi rahmatullah alayh, he says very beautifully, qadam su'e marqad. We are walking towards the qabr all the time. Even as we are sitting now, our lives are becoming shorter, our mort is coming nearer, and figuratively, we are all now also walking towards the qabr. Qabar su'e marqad, nazar su'e dunya. And your eyes are towards dunya. A person, a two-year-old child, it happens almost all the time. They're playing, chasing one another, running wild in the house, looking that side, looking at the back, and running in front. Next, he bangs his head against the door. Two boys, two children, bang their heads against one another. Why are they not looking where they're going? Bachpan ho gaye, we are 55, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. We are still the same. We are moving to the qabr, looking at this property, this investment, this in making this, our dunya all the time. We are making our houses. Allahu Akbar. Alime Rabbani, what fatwa he will give our houses, that we made them show houses. We made them model. We're not here in this dunya that you must shine our houses. The toilets are shining so much. I don't say stay dirty. But so much, our gardens, in winter the gardens, This is not our object in life. We haven't come for this yet. We have come for something else. Kidhar dekh raha hai, kidhar ja raha hai. Where are you going? Where are you looking? Hazrat ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, somebody was driving him to Heathrow Airport in London. Some people got a habit, the driver look around everywhere. So Hazrat got a bit disturbed. So he told him, please just pull up on the side. When he pulled up, Hazrat ji, see, now look as much as you want to right and left. But when you drive, just keep your eyes on the road. A driver who drives and not who looks around, but it's impossible, I suppose, unless somebody can do it. 180 degrees he turns his head round. And he's driving this way. And he's driving at a speed this way. Eh? My son told me they were in for Umrah. So they were going from Medina Sharif to Makkah Sharif. The driver is driving at 200 kilometers per hour. Then he takes out his phone camera to snap it that I'm driving at 200. You see, if a driver is like this, what will happen? We are going in the wrong direction at a speed, but we want to enter Jannat. And we are going in the wrong direction. Islam hasn't stopped us from dunya, not at all. Dunya is 100% halal and jayz. Love of dunya is haram. The love of 1 cent of dunya is haram. You can have billions, you can be a billionaire. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. And how many people in Islam did not at all. Zakat is farz in Islam. Only on the rich zakat is farz, not on the poor. So it's allowed to be, but not love of 1 cent of a, for a poor person also. Love of 1 cent also is haram. So anyway, so our islah is very, very important. May Allah put it in my heart, everyone's heart. I must make my islah. I gave a few examples. For example, if we haven't made islah at the level of the highest, the most important, the fundamental iman, then that is called nifaq. If you haven't got true iman in your heart, and your iman is just a show, you haven't made islah of that, that is called nifaq, and we know how serious that is. Ikhlas, we're doing your whole life, you build big darul. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, Hawlat Rifai, welfare work, Allahu Akbar. When she passed away, somebody saw in a dream, and they asked her, that mashallah, how it went. She said, Allah give me lot, high stages. They said, for all your Rifai come, all your welfare, social work, Nehre Zubaydah is famous from Baghdad till Makkah Sharif. She said, all that went ila arbabihim. Because little bit riyah somewhere, 1% of riyah come, 90%, 99% for Allah, Allah leaves the whole thing for his partner. That you, the partner must take it. She said, not at all. Then she said, certain niyat I had which was in my heart and nobody knew of it. That Allah gave me all this. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, says, every person must have some amal, even if it's mustahab nafil amal, but which no one knows, ikhlas, 100%. He says, woe to me, bahut zyada kaam aayenge qiyamat ke liye. Those amals, our namaz with jamaat is wajib, we have to read with jamaat. Takbir-e-ula is marghub, targhib of takbir-e-ula, but shaitan will easily bring, you mashallah, 20 years you making your namaz, takbir-e-ula. First saf, easily it will come. Every day, year you go for hajj, mashallah, very good. But shaitan easily, you not double, single, double, triple haji, you 20 haji. It easily it will come in a person. So if ikhlas is not corrected, you build darul ulooms, you did social welfare work, you did khanqa, you did jamaat work, but ikhlas is not there, it's going to get washed away. How important it is. You got little bit of kibar, pride in you. Hey, forget Jannat, you won't get the fragrance of Jannat. And the fragrance of Jannat will go about a journey of 500 years. Is there a journey, even if we take it of dunya's measurement? There's no journey of 500 years. A year perhaps, 2 days, 3 days, you're traveling, changing planes, you're going. Impossible perhaps 1 week, I think. 500 years journey, the smell. And a person who got one iota of pride in him, hey, then he won't get the fragrance of Jannat. So how important is, what all your ibadat, Allahu Akbar, your tahajjud can bring takabbur in you. Your dressing can bring takabbur, pride. Not only money, wealth, car, big house can bring pride, your deen can also. And ulama ashikar, they are hunted by pride very, very easily. And very easily, ulama want to show their knowledge, and I'm better than that alim, and I'm better than, I can give better bayan, and my fatwas are better, my dars is better. Very easy. So if this comes in into a person, all his effort is gone, washed down. So this is what islah is. On another note, is the benefits of this islah when it is made. For example, shukr, to be thankful is a great sifat. Now just imagine if a person, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُرُ وَقَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. You make very little shukr. And what is less, the little of it is much appreciated. Very few of you make shukr, and those who make shukr make very little shukr. So shukr, for example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, أَطَّائِمُ الشَّاكِرُ. A person is eating, and he's making shukr. Ya Allah, your ni'mat, this food, whatever your ni'mats are. Kasaim is sabir. A person who's keeping roza and is feeling the roza. If you're not feeling it, you're not making sabr. You are hungry, 18 hour roza, 40, 45 degrees hot, and you didn't have seri, you didn't get up. How are you feeling? You're making sabr. So much sawab that person is getting who's making shukr. He's eating and he's making shukr. So if you make your islah, and you learn to make shukr for all the ni'mats of Allah, Allahu Akbar, where can we get a deen like our Islam? You eat food and you read, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. That meaning makes you a wali. If you read it with its proper meaning, you're a wali of Allah. But the fazilat, all your past gunas are made maaf. You eating food, biryani, roast, wonderful. And just one small dua, how many seconds it takes, and all your past gunas are maaf. You're wearing wonderful clothes, expensive, which are jais, halal, most valuable clothes. You read the dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani hadha, wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. Your past gunas are also made maaf, your future gunas are also made maaf. You are wearing clothes, and your gunas are being made maaf. This is islah. But very, very sadly, what I notice, may Allah prove me wrong, but what I notice, we don't read Bismillah when we eat. Now it can be Maulvi's gathering, it can be Sufi's gathering, it can be Tablighi's gathering. We don't read Bismillah. And during the course of the meal, Alhamdulillah. It's just Alhamdulillah. Even if you want to, your stomach is nice and full. Alhamdulillah. Your nice big stomach and it's full. Make shukr to Allah. Mashallah, shukr alhamdulillah. But we don't. After eating, dua is not read. And the sad part is you ask somebody, yeah, I read it. He didn't read it. You ask him, but you didn't. I was watching you. He said, no, I read it in my heart. But you don't eat with your heart. And when you're eating, you can hear the sounds of everything. The meals are carrying on. Our one friend, Qari Yaqub, in Dubai, he's the Imam of Masjid Ghurair. Very good person, very straightforward also. And there isn't less than 10 ulama on his dastarkhan every day. And he cooks himself. Juma 50, 60 ulama on his dastarkhan. And then he says, and they are who? Principals of madrasas, all them. He says, when they're eating, I don't hear one alhamdulillah. So I tell them that if you don't like my food, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But read something. What's this? You're not reading anything. So this islah is made of a person of just making shukr. Wallah, you become the wali of Allah. And Allah, Allahu Akbar. Noor Jahan ke shohar ka naam? Shah Jahan mashhoor hai, lekin Shah Jahan nahi. Baharhal, the king of, he was a prince, a young boy at that time. Jahangir. He was a young boy. He went to a fair. And he had two pigeons, doves. Royal person, how expensive those pigeons must be. He wanted to drink water, and a small girl, 9-10 year girl, was standing there. He said, you won't keep my pigeons, I just want to drink. Said, no problem, she kept it. He drank water. After that, he went and fetched his pigeons, one was missing. So he said, what happened? Like, but angry in your voice now, how expensive the pigeon, where's the pigeon? She said, it flew away, simple, bholi. And to bholpana is a great quality for women and for children, a great, very great quality. Today we want to make our children clever. And what is clever today? Style. Western style. all that, then she's a smart girl. And that, but bhulpana is a great quality. Simplicity, not knowing anything about dunya is a great quality. Girls say, I don't know how to use cell phone, is a great quality for her. But today, no, she must know all these things. So anyway, she said, flew away, bhulpana mein. So he got more angry. How it flew away? She made the other one fly away. Like this it flew away. On that he fell in love with her. He married her. He kept her as his wife whole life. When she died, she built Taj Mahal for you. And the world goes and see Taj Mahal till today. Eh? So one person of dunya on that small little thing, when Allah will fall in love with you on a small thing, tera tumhara kaam ban jayega. Allah tumhare dil ko ki ta'meer karenge. Allah will do everything, your akhlaq. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali's qissa, that a king passed away. The parliament decided, we're going to make our next king. The first person who comes at the gate of the palace, he'll be going to make our king next morning. Allah Shan, the first person to come, a beggar. Whole life he's a beggar. Seven generations beggars. They made him the king. He sat on the throne. And they brought all the matters which have to be discussed. Everything is giving perfect decision. This must be done like this. This is like this. This must, everything. Time, 12 o'clock for him to go and rest now. Take his afternoon rest. He told two people to come. Then they must put their hands under his arm and take him like a king, how a king is taken. So they said, Huzur, you beggar whole life. Seven generations you are all beggars. Where you learnt all this adab? What was his answer? That Allah who put me on this chair taught me all that adab also immediately. Wallah, if Allah makes you his wali on a small thing, the rest of wilayat Allah, Allah will purify your heart. Allah will teach you and you will get shocked and the world will get shocked. Where this ulum, this person is speaking of? What are these? How he's got maqbooliyat amongst people? What has happened now? Just Allah has to pull you towards him. Jazb. Allah pulls you towards him. Bishar Hafi rahmatullah alayh. What a great buzur. But what was he before? Not nice to speak of somebody's part. And also take great inspiration. Maulana, I like his words. He say first inspiration and then reformation. So take inspiration from these beautiful words. Every saint, actually we use the word saint wrong. In English, saint is a person who has died. But we call a living person a saint. According to English language, once a person has died, then they grant sainthood. They make mashura if they must grant sainthood on that person. But we, mashallah, saints are living saints. So every saint has got a history behind him. And every sinner has got a bright future in front of him. Just make tawbah and see what Allah Ta'ala will give you. So Bishar Hafi rahmatullah alayh, before he was 24 hours, you can say, in the pub, in the bar. Bar also, Maulana Nu'mani, Musa Nu'mani of Pit Ratif, he has passed away rahmatullah alayh, he had great istidad, he was a very great alim. He says that bar, I see it's written in big bright word, red color. And in Urdu, Gujarati, we pronounce it more or less, bar, stay outside. Everywhere it's written bar, all must stay out. But I say everyone is just going in there. Where it's written in bright colors that stay out, everyone is going in there. And that is also psychology of man, what al-insanu harisun fima muni'a, what he has been stopped, that he wants to do more. So anyway, so Bishar Hafi was almost the time there. The buzurg of the place, he dreamt, that Allah Ta'ala told him, Bishar Hafi, we have made him our wali. He is our wali. He got a shock. He said, shaitani dream. He got up, made wuzu, the two rakats namaz. That Bishar, who doesn't know Bishar? Like just perhaps think of a person in our society, what kind. That person now is a wali. And I'm the big alim, the big buzurg of the town. And I'm informed he's a wali. Oh no, shaitani dream. He slept. Again he got the same dream. He spat on his left side, turned around, he slept again. Again, oh no, this is a right dream. He went in the morning to Bishar's house. Bishar, Bishar where? He's there in the pub. But I got news, he's a wali of Allah and he's there. He went there to the pub and he sent a message inside. He didn't go inside, so don't go inside. Eh? Send the message and call them outside. Don't go inside. So he called them out and he got a shock. He says, the great buzur, I must have done something terrible wrong. And that's why he's coming here, he's going to lather me. He's going to take my khabar left, right and center. When he came, he said, I got news, you are Allah's wali. And then it dawned on him. And then he asked him, and on that he made tawbah and he changed his life. How? He said, yesterday I was walking, Bismillah, or one ayat was written in the dirt it was. I picked it up, I cleaned it, I put atar, I put it with the kitabs. And then on that he made adab of my name, I will make adab of him. And Bishar Hafi rahmatullah alayhi, Allahu Akbar. When he became such a great buzur, when he used to walk, he should walk. That's why it's called Hafi. Barefooted he used to walk always. Never wore shoes. He says, well, Allah Ta'ala says, wal arda farashnaha. We put a qaleen. We put a carpet. And buzurgan, Allahu Akbar. One time, many years ago, Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was in our country. And then, I was very, very surprised. He phoned early in the morning, he had one of his friends, and he told Hazrat Farooq Sahib, I want to come visit you. I say, me? Haji Farooq Sahib? What a great buzurg, me? So he says, I asked, it was early in the morning. He's going to have breakfast. He said, he'll have tea. So I understood that Haji Farooq Sahib came, Dr. Sabir Sahib came. And the driver and nobody else. They came to my house when they wanted to enter. So I said, Hazrat, we've got this carpet here for shoes. So he hesitated. I insisted. He says, on the carpet, how can I walk with my shoes? Then he left his shoes. So Bishar Hafi rahmatullah, he said, Allah says that I put carpet on the whole earth. So how can I walk with shoes? In return, Allah Ta'ala made it, Allah should appoint the birds that wherever Bishar is going to be walking, clean it up. No thorns, no pebbles, nothing. Let it be clean for him. So what? Just that, how it became? So one small thing we do, Allahu Akbar. وَإِنَّ فِي الدَّهْرِ لَنَفَحَاتِ. In time there are certain moments which are extremely valuable. That little that you do for somebody, and Allah pulls you. And then you're not an alim, but you speak more better than ulama. You're not a mufassir, but you'll speak such nuktas of Quran Sharif, people will get hairan. So this is when Allah draws you. So this islah, and this islah is now mawquf on sohbat. That the sohbat. So let us understand, may Allah make it that we all, how important our islah, and all the time our islah. So one friend of mine, alim, very good alim, spends regular time in the khanka. From another country he phoned me, he says, the desire of zina is becoming strong in me. So this is that the person is concerned. Now what if it's me or you, then well, it's there, and you even will start planning to fulfill your desire. Your sheikh was out, you couldn't, but you did your duty, Allah will solve your problem. This tariq is like that. Allah Ta'ala has made it like that, that you do your share and Allah will sort out your problem. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayh was a man of very few words. Hardly Hazrat spoke. MashaAllah, tasnifat and his work, monument, mountains, Hazrat's work. But speaking, Hazrat should speak very little. One thing, almost every year in the Khanqa in Saharanpur, by Hazrat Shaykh, what he should mention, that there was one Shaykh, a great Shaykh, and his son was out of line. He was there, wasn't on his line. When the Shaykh passed away, he became Wali Ahad. He became the big Shaykh now, but he knew nothing. He was offline totally, and he knew nothing also. Two people heard of this father, what a great Shaykh. They came from a long distance to come and meet Hazrat. And to become Shaykh now, his son must be even also so great. When they came here, they became bayat, whichever way they became bayat, they asked for wazifa. So what wazifa he gave? He said, I got a little plot of land out of town, you must go and dig it. And they said, oh, Hazrat gave us this wazifa. And they were digging it. And in that, the darjas were going higher and higher. So high, they say, Allahu Akbar. Allah has brought us so high. Let us see where our Shaykh's darja is. When we have come so high, then our Shaykh must be even, and what we say, you turned your head fell off. So high you look. So, but they couldn't see their Shaykh. They came to Hazrat, your position, we can't even see where you are. And Allah gave them genuinely such a high position. So then he made tawbah also. He said, what I know. But what I'm trying to show, what Hazrat was explaining in this, whatever your Shaykh tells you, whether it's going to dig just some place or something, you do that, and in that will be your islah. Allah has kept it in this way. In this tariq, Allah has kept it, that Allah Ta'ala makes the islah. So one side is our islah, the other side is our sohbat. So just this ayat very briefly, I'll just translate it. Allah Ta'ala says, wasbir, the sabr. Would you understand it? It needs a bit more time, but very, nare shahwat jab lagti hai. When the fire of lust comes in a person, and it overtakes almost any person at various times. And as Mawlana was explaining, young people, then you just don't know what to do. You just want to do. You don't worry, I got gold in my house. Afterwards you say, my wife, I got gold. But at that time, what then, what you mean? You don't worry for your izzat. Our sheikh says, you don't worry for gold topi. You don't worry for sunnat beard. At that time, what you want to do, you go and do. And one answer, the solution for nare shahwat, there is only one thing that can put off the fire of shahwat, the love of Allah Ta'ala. At that time, your taqwa also won't help you. Muhabbat, Allah's muhabbat, that's the only thing that can help. And you have to develop it before the time when nari shahwat overtakes. Otherwise, Allahu Akbar, don't you know, we'll see black or white, you won't see whether it's an animal, whether it's a cat, whether it's a dog, or whether it's a donkey. You'll just fulfill your lust there. Now, at that time when that shahwat is so high, to control it, to put a seal on it completely, that not one bit of it comes, that is sabr. And now like that, not in that sense, but Allah is commanding His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir nafsaka. That your nafs, your desires, there are two shani nuzuls of this ayat. One was when the kuffar, the elite of the kuffar, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, we can't sit with this low class people. With Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with all these low, what they call low class people, we can't sit with them. You keep a separate majlis for us, where only we, the elite, the special people are. So Allah Ta'ala said, no, wasbir nafsaka ma'alladhina, you make it compulsory upon yourself. Don't worry about these people. You go and sit with these people, with this other people who are genuine, sincere. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. They've got that ikhlas. They want Allah. Allahu Akbar. I heard many times from our sheikh that Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, many other great buzurs like that, the murid sacrifices for the sheikh. Fida huta his sheikh. But he says when they make out that this murid wants the love of Allah, the sheikh becomes fida on him. When they find somebody like that who really wants Allah and is sincere, is no ulterior motive, no hidden agenda, nothing else, they make out that he is sincere, they sacrifice for the murid. Because what? A person who wants Allah, the world, if we know the value, the world will go out of the way for one person who wants to find Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you make sabr. And don't worry about those people. You sit with these people who are making dua, who are making zikr, who are making tilawat, who are sitting in the halqas of ta'aleem all the time. You sit with them. You read on a wajha. Zinat al-hayat al-dunya. Yeah, it's impossible that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted zinat of dunya. Out of the question. But what was it? That when this elite will come into Islam, Islam will shine. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was haris on the hidayat of people. That, and especially if a prominent person comes, many other people will accept Islam. Allah said, don't worry about all that. These simple-minded, poor, what we, in our sense, Allah make us maaf, what we call low, these are valuable. Those who are sincere, you sit with them. When Hazrat Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali became bad to Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, ab to khanka chamkegi. Such a great man, he has come, he has become murid. Hazrat said, Khaja Sahib, aapne abhi hame samjha nahi. What have I got to do with this or that person? Today we think Nelson Mandela become Muslim. Oh, the Islam. No, we don't need anyone, whether whoever it is in the world. If he comes, our niyat also for his akhirat. Not that we will benefit or Islam will shine. Islam doesn't shine by personalities. Islam shines with qualities. Qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, qualities of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not with the individual, with his qualities. So Islam shines. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was haris. He was eager that these people must get hidayat. Allah said, you just sit with these people here. The other shan in Uzul, our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatuh explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his family in his comfort. Allah says that leave them. Leave your comfort of your home. Go and sit. Yeah, they are, now it is quite clear also, Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi makes, it is impossible to even think the least bit that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to go sit with the Sahaba, that the Sahaba are going to benefit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is what is it? That no, by you sitting with them, they're going to benefit. And Hadrat says, yeah, it's a great ta'aleem for mashayikh. Give time for your murids. Give, take out time. Even Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give time to your murids, to your sahaba ikram, mashayikh. How important is it for them that they give time for their murids? So this, Allah ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and sit with their murids. So this is that sohbat. Hey, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded. And in the ayat, Kunu as-sadiqeen, three things Allah mentioned. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah is calling us people of, half your work is done already. Even in nikah, hey, that half, when a person makes nikah, half his iman is completed. The other half, taqwa now. Hey, our half work is done. The other half have now taqwa. That's all. With our iman and taqwa, you become a wali of Allah ta'ala. And to make it easy, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen is in order to realize taqwa. In order to get taqwa, like Allah Ta'ala says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha laqitum fiyatan, when you meet an army of the enemies, fathbutu, remain firm. And now how are you going? Wadhkurullah. Zikr is going to make you firm on, firm, and then you'll fight your enemy. So yeah, in order to get taqwa, Allah said, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Hadrat Maasha Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi told our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, just to quote the exact words, otherwise it's not adab, but just to quote the exact words, which gives enjoyment also. He says that Hakim Akhtar, waise taqwa to bahut mushkil kaam hai, lekin Allah ne bahut asan kar diya, kunu ma'as-sadiqin. And wallah I say, look, Maulana Mansurul Haq was sitting here. Is he a person difficult to get along with? How nice, friendly, sweet, so easy to get along. Eh? Like that, all our awliya. Do you, from far, it looks that, no, these people, oh, big buzurgs, you can't even smile there. You can't even talk. The Maulana himself said, how, when he told Hazrat, I ate a bit more. How Hazrat said that, thos liya. Itna kyun thos liya, itna sab. What buzurg, what mashayikh, it's enjoyable. It's a pleasure to be with them. So Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. And wallah, people who are in the total darkness, dating in nightclubs, in other filthy, dirty places, there is enjoyment. Enjoyment is in the sohbat of the Ahlullah. And what true, pure, clean enjoyment, wonderful enjoyment you will get. And the greatest thing, you will get taqwa also. I'll finish off now with, inshallah, two examples of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haqsa, rahmatullah alayhi. Also, like Islah, we explained that it is important. For many of us, when we give bayan, when I was at school, the teacher one time told, you must make out an advert. So I made out an advert, puppies for sale. That was all. So he reprimanded, shouted at me. He said, puppies are for sale, where must you get them? You didn't write a phone number there, apply within, or this, or today email address or website, you advertise. Many of our bayans we make, namaz. That you must make namaz with khushu, khudu. Now where to get your namaz with khushu? That we don't explain. You must have humility in your life. We explain all the virtues, but now where must you get it? That we don't write, that we don't say. That is that link, that what Ahlullah. Go by ulama, ulama-i Rabbaniyin, and then you will get, your namazes will come right. Tawadu will come, shukr will come. That link is absolutely essential. So this is very, very important that we give a bayan on Islah. Islah is very important, but we don't say, now where must you go and make your Islah? You are explaining that a certain product, which is on a very good product, but you don't tell the people where to get it. And they don't know where to get that product. So explain also that link is what Ahlullah. So that is important, and that comes from sohbat. And Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala in His great kindness, Allah has put mashayikh everywhere. Hazrat Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, I must open my ears, all of us listen. Hazrat says, sohbat is so important. In your town, your village, there is nobody, no alim, nobody. He says, go and sit in the sohbat of the muazzin. We will laugh at it when we think of our muazzin. And I must go sit in his company. We will laugh at it, but these are the words of Maulana. Manne ka jazba ho, aadmi karega, aur paayega. One murid of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali wrote to him, I got a lot of ghussa, anger. Very, very bad. Hazrat wrote, in your town, there is one of my khalifas, Hazrat Maulana Kakosi Sahib. He had a bookshop. You go and just sit with him every day after Asr. He used to go. And he told him, Maulana told me I must come and sit with you. And Maulana was carrying on with his work all the time. Orders, packing orders, sending, dispatching them by mail, customers come, this kitab. Not one word he spoke to him. Nothing about anger, how bad it is, how to, nothing. Just in, after 40, Maulana said 40 days you must go. After 40 days he wrote to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, 90% my anger is gone, but it's not making sense to me. Maulana not one day told me about ghussa, about anger. So Hazrat said, there's an effect of sohbat, of company. And 90% you still carry on, till it comes 100%. Many times we tell our shaykh also, Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, aankho ki nazar ab kaafi had tak. Hazrat say, wo kaafi nahi hai, kaafi had tak kaafi nahi. 100% aap koshish kare aur mehnat kare. So, this is sohbat. So, Hazrat Masha Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah Ali says, chai peete ho, to chai ke char sabak bhi seekho. Let's learn the four lessons also of drinking tea. That this very same tea that we are enjoying, first it was just plain water. Its name was water, pani. The color is clear, see-through, clear water. Qeemat koi nahi, pani people give one another free. Asar of pani, it cools you down. But the same water, when it just stayed 2 minutes, 3 minutes, in the company of a tea bag, just in the company of a tea bag, now its name changed. Sohbat of a tea bag. For 2-3 minutes, now no more water, now chai. No more free. For tea, 10 rand, how much you going to pay at Wumpy? 10 rand, 11 rand, 9 rand you going to pay for the tea. And then, the effect of tea, it picks you up. Water cools you down. And then the other thing, the color also has changed. Now it has become black. But the shirt and condition is, it must be hot company. If you put a tea bag in cold water, kuch nahi hone ka. Nothing is going to happen. That the sheikh, the husband is in Bombay, the wife is in Delhi, cold sohbat, or in internet you got married, nothing is going to happen. It must be hot water, garam sohbat ho. And then, now it became black. Why? Now you sat in company, sohbat, and you became black. That first I thought, I made 2 rakats namaz, I'm Junaidat of the time. I'm Rumi of the time. Just some ulta sida share you made, I'm Rumi of the time. No, now when you come in the company of the sheikh, you realize, me to kala ka kala ho. I'm dirty, I'm filth. My niyat I don't know, my niyat is still not correct. My istinja is still not correct. One Hafiz Abu was imam for 30 years. When he got sohbat, he realized in dua al-qunut, which the correct version is, wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka. We make your shukr, we don't make kufr. He was putting the la the wrong place. La nashkuruka wa nakfuruka. We don't make your shukr, ya Allah. We make kufr. We don't appreciate any of your ni'mat. Just the, now the sohbat, it put it in the right place. Now the sheikh makes effort on you, your ibadat, your taharat, everything. Now the whiteness comes. He pours milk in the tea now. Now it has become white. But it's not enough. That tea also, you put it to your lip, take it out. No, it's not sweet. Now the sheikh makes effort on your akhlaq also, corrects your akhlaq. And one beautiful riwayat, Maulana Ghulam Hussain Sahib Sahib stole us yesterday, which I want to repeat, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, may I not show you a thing which is afzal, a thing which takes you more closer to Allah Ta'ala than whole night's ibadat and whole day's roza. They said, show us. Say, a person who got good akhlaq. Then he said, must I not show you something that is more superior, which will take you more closer to Allah than good akhlaq also? He said, who treats their wives well. And in this there is great negligence, our shaykh say, which is a fact from ulama and imams. They also treat their wives very badly. And with that, just treating your wife, Allahu Akbar. Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rifai Rahmatullah Ali, and it's famous. He made salam at Rozai Mubarak. 7,000 people with their eyes saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hand came out to make salam with him. A great buzurg. And what a majlis he used to have. One khansab, came for, and he saw that Hazrat's khidmat must go. When he came there, majlis was over. It was Qailula time. All the murids were sleeping, all the khadim and khas, everyone. Hazrat was in his special room. Khan Sahib didn't know, he went in the special room. And his wife was there, he was sitting on a chair, and the wife had a bag with a chamta, what we call it, with our prize?
Tong.
Yeah, he had, with that she's hitting him. And she's telling him, give me my talaq, give me my meher money. And she's hitting him. Oh, Khan Sahib, where could he tolerate it? He said, oh, Hazrat, is a big problem. He came, he woke up all the murids. You pearl, what are you? What kind of murids are you? Sleeping. See what your sheikh is going through there. They say this happens every day. It's not a new thing. Every day. He went to the bazaars. He made collection. Please, give me money. 500 dirhams, whatever it was, 5,000. I must collect that money. Give my sheikh. Give her her dirham. Give her her freedom. Give her money. What is she? He came, he gave. Hazrat shouted him, you idiot, you stupid. Because of her, Allah gave me this darja. So a person who tolerates his wife, Allah gives him the highest stages. A person, our Shaykh Wand Ahmad Barakatuh, one time was leaving, he said, next year when I'm coming, I want from every Khalifa, NOC from his wife, no objection certificate. And Hazrat said, I know nobody will get it also. He'll never give it also. But anyway, and when you make your Isla, you'll get it. You go through this process, of now your tea, akhlaq also is made, just sugar is inside. But still it's not sweet, it's not right stuff. Now you have to stir it. And you can't stir it with a twig or with a small little stick. You need a spoon. And when you're going to stir it, you're going to get that sounds also. And that now muamalat, Sheikh is making correct. And that sounds are like the panel beater who is taking out the last dents from the car. And when he makes that car, not brand new like, or not Japanese recondition, Allah recondition now. And now such tea, you say, lapsos, labdos, labrez, nice and hot, full cup, sweet cup of tea. And one more thing, aisi chai, har roz. Every day I want such kind of tea. So whoever will go to this process, wallah, har dil aziz banega. Everyone will love him. Normally, your wife will never ever praise you or tell you even Jazakallah, thank you for anything. If anyone here, he can tell me that his wife says, Mashallah, you are very good, Mashallah. That's a karamat of that person. Eh? But a wife will only praise her husband two times in her life. What are those two times? One is before marriage. Then she'll say, oh, I'm getting married to such and so. He's like, he's a qari, he's a hafiz. You heard his, oh, everything she will speak. In marriage, you must forget. Next, if you die before her, then she'll praise you after death. In between, you must forget it, that she's going to ever praise you. The whole majma can shake your hands, and jhuke jate hai, and kissing you, and everything. You go at home, oh, it's a different story completely. You must forget it. My one auntie in Lanesia, she not very long ago, she phoned repeatedly, old people. She said, your uncle, mama is troubling me too much here. I said, what am I going to, a small fry like me? The old people, our seniors. But she insisted. I went with the family. Her list of complaints was not coming to an end. He's like this. He's like this. He does this. Please, now what can we go and tell my old uncle, 80 years old, and me small little baby, what I'm going to tell him? So I just consoled, inshallah, we'll speak to him. We'll make dua, etc. After 2 months, my uncle passed away. So we went again for Taziyat. Then she said, you know what, in our Afrikaans local language. She said, Abdul Hamid, ye weet wat, you know what, your uncle, I was married to him 60 years, and not one day he even gave me so much trouble. I said, just now, 2 months ago, oh, the list was not coming to an end. And now she said, he didn't even give me so much trouble ever. So she'll praise you afterwards. But you go through this process, in your life she'll also praise you, and she'll thank you. So this is that. Another example, inshallah, and ending on that one. Hazrat Maulana Shahabral Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, you're a poor person, and where you are staying, 45, 50 degrees, summer month, 18 hour roza. When you open your roza, the water from the tap is almost like boiling, hot, hot water. How you make iftari with that? Your neighbor is a rich man. He tells you, or you tell him, he's a good man, you give me your glass of water 11 o'clock in the day, I'll put it in my fridge. And then 5 minutes before iftari, I'll give it back to you. The fridge didn't make bayan to that water. The fridge didn't let it. May read wazifas, long, long wazifas, mujahada. No riyazah, no nothing whatsoever. Just sohbat. Sohbat of a dead thing, a fridge. And now when he puts that water and it comes to his throat, subhanallah, tehdil se, mashallah, alham. Wallah, I say, stay in the company of ahlullah who are loving people. But stay with the correct conditions, we stay with them and see that you yourself, tune mujhe kya shauk hai firawa kar diya, pehle ja, phir jaane ja, phir jaane jaana kar diya. You won't know, kis tarah se karte hai faryad, sikha do mujhe kaide. Ay asirane qafas, mein no giriftaru mein se ho. Oh Allah, I don't know how to think. I haven't got words. I haven't got my heart. I haven't got my mind. I haven't got anything like how to say shukr and to say jazakal. I'm being pressed down with your ni'mat. Irhamna, tafaddal alayna bifununil ala. What your various funun jama. All your ni'mat. Ma'a istihqaqina biafaninil iqab. Muntahal jumu. We were supposed to be humiliated, disgraced. Killed, slaughtered from all sides. But Ya Allah, Your rahmat upon me. Just now we make tawbah and we go towards Allah. See what won't Allah Ta'ala give. So this is mawquf on sohbat. And sohbat is faraz, it's lazim. Bayat is not a big thing. Shah, Hazrat Maulana Saharanpur ke Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. He islahi ta'alluk had with Mazarat Thani Rahmat. Hazrat gave him khilafat, mashallah, Islam was done, Hazrat was content. He said, Hazrat, I'm not even bayat with you. He said, lo, faraz ada kar diya, aap nafil ki baat karte ho. Many of us, we think bayat is important. And many of these things like bayat, etc., our topi, beard, kurta, which are necessary, we must wear it. But they bluff us many times. Now I'm all right. I got topi, I got beard, and all the other thing we're not fixing up. And terrible things are wrong. Just the zahir. I became bayat. Oh, I'm bayat, so I'm all right. I gave 40 days jamaat. Every year I gave 40 days. And now we're not seeing to all the other things. We are being bluffed. Every year I go umrah. Every year I go nafil hajj. So these things, many of these things, mashayikh who looked at the depth of things, stopped their murids, not only from dressing like big, big buzurgs and that, they stopped them from lot of nafil ibadat. Pehle andar ka bana, warna ye bahar se tumhe dhoka lagega. You're going to think I'm somebody big. So this is sohbat of mashayikh. And it is extremely important. If I can understand, we all can understand, wherever we are, every person who has got khilafat is not some jannat certificate. It means to make majlis and to work amongst the people. If every alim makes this little bit fikr of himself, starts majlis wherever he is, what islah won't take place of? And the main islah will be your own islah. His other people's islah, that is zanni. Your islah, inshallah, is yaqini. Because now if I'm talking, maybe somebody is sleeping, though he doesn't look like that. But many times you are sitting, but our minds are somewhere else. Now, after Fajr Bayan, usually you have Darse Quran, many people sleeping there. But you can't sleep. You have to make mutala, you have to put it in your mind. Tomorrow I have to say all these things. I'm making Bayan, your mind has to be fresh. So you are benefiting the most when you make majlis. So this is absolutely, my dear friend, Maulana Yunus Dayasab, we were in Marlboro last week. Bismillah. When we were leaving, he told me some words which sort of shocked me. He told me, those people who are dying without Islah, what terrible condition they must be. And it is under clear, if Islah is not made, your namazes you can make, which you have to make, but you didn't make Islah of your namaz, what's the condition? Or you did lot of khidmat of deen, whichever way, khanqa, darul ulum, but you didn't make your Islah. And khanqa also, don't be bluffed by the name khanqa. And Hazrat says that khanqa, where there is only big dastarkhan in eating, wo khamakha hai. It's not a khanqa, wo khamakha hai. Khanqa is where islah takes place. And ta'alluq with Allah. And Maulana Mansurul Haq sahab, Allah give him jazaa khair, the ash'ar that he read, mashallah, this ta'alluq, and to recognize Allah tabaraka ta'ala. These are the things which have to imbibe and brought into us. May Allah give us tawfiq. Talks won't get to an end. Or kaam husne kalam se nahi banega, kaam se banega. When we do the work, so let us not just go into sohbat just for the sake of it. We go in safar, we go, we are enjoying everything, but that our islah, that must be our fikr. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا.
Inshallah, the last program for the night, inshallah, will be a zikr majlis. So inshallah, for this we will call Hafiz Muhammad Patel, who is the son of Zip Morana Yunus Patel Saab, rahmatullah alayhi.